When was the last time you paid $2-something a gallon for gas? Well, for many Americans, it might have been yesterday. According to AAA, gas prices at nearly half of the gas stations in the United States fell below $3 on Thursday.
That decrease is part of a global trend that saw oil prices fall from $150 a barrel in mid-June to under $85 by mid-October. This sounds like it could be good news for consumers who are paying less at the pump. In the long term, it may point to a slowdown in the global economy.
Here to talk with us about the trends and what they mean for the average consumer is Abdur Chaudhry, economics professor at Marquette University and former chief economist for the UN Economic Commission in Europe. Abdur, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me on your program.
What do we know about why gas prices are down?
There are a couple of reasons why gas prices are falling. Obviously, the most important being that the price of crude oil is dropping in the international market. And as you said, it's about $82 now per barrel. Add to that two other things that are happening within the country. Basically, we have seen historically after Labor Day, usually people drive less, so there is less demand for gas. And also during this time of the year, the refineries usually switch from summer blend to winter blend gas. And for winter blend gas, the environmental restrictions are not as much, so it costs less to produce winter blend gas. So all of these are sort of adding together to provide this relief for consumers.
So is it typical then that in the winter gas costs less?
Yes. Compared to summer gas, you will see the winter blend gas cost a little bit less. However, this time, this year, we are feeling it much more because of the drop in gas price in the international market.
Now, it seems like for consumers, this is a no-brainer. This is good news that they're paying less at the pump. Is it good news for everybody?
I would say in the short run for the United States, it is good news. With consumers paying less for gas, they will now have an extra money that they can spend on other products. Business firms, airline industries, they will be paying less for fuel. So in the short run, it will be good news for the U.S.
Does that mean, for instance, we're going to see lower airfares?
I'm not sure whether airline industry will lower the airfare, because they will always have some other excuse for keeping airfare high. Hmm. But for airline industry, the cost of fuel will significantly drop, yes. And so, the question is whether they will lower the air price because of that drop in cost.
To put this into context, when was the last time we saw prices this low?
It was at least a couple of years ago. If you remember, I don't think we saw price so low before 2007, 2008. That's when price was below $3 per gallon.
Wow. So how long do you expect this sort of thing to last? Are we going to see a bottom and then ricochet back up again, or is it something different, do you think?
What I'm expecting is that you will see price continue to drop for the next couple of weeks, at least towards the end of November, and price can drop to $2.75, $2.70 per gallon. Then the OPEC countries, they're having a meeting November 27th where they may decide to cut production in order to raise prices. If they decide to cut production, then you will see gas prices going up a little bit in November.
Now, you have said that this is good news for consumers, good news overall, but does it signal anything worrisome about the overall global economy?
I would say the fact that prices are declining in the international market, this is due to a slowing down in a number of regions around the world. If you know the Eurozone countries, they're not doing very well. In Europe, their economy is slowing down. China, we have seen in recent months, their economy has slowed down. So, and because of the slowing down in the global economy, there is less demand for oil in the international market. So we see a supply glut. So in the short run, I don't see any specific impact on the U.S. economy, an adverse impact. But for example, if the slowdown in the global economy continues for a long time, this may have an adverse impact on the U.S. economy in the long run.
Now,
by long run, I mean, say 6 months down the road.
Gotcha. Well, parts of the United States have benefited from a natural gas and oil boom thanks to hydraulic fracking technology. And that technology, though, it's expensive. And if oil prices continue to fall, or at least to level out, do you think that could make fracking less profitable?
It might. For fracking industry shale gas, sort of $75 per gallon, I'm sorry, per barrel of oil price, that's the break-even point. So currently, a barrel of oil is selling at $82. If it drops below $75, you might see some problem in the oil industry in the U.S.
What is the longest we've ever seen gas prices fall like this and stay low? You mentioned maybe, you know, several months out, at least the end of November, but what is the longest we've seen?
The longest gas prices declining like this we have seen, I'm sure, again, we go back to the 2007 period. That's when we saw gas prices decline and stay low for a couple of months, in fact.
Now, oftentimes when there is a rise in oil prices, you can point to something that's happening in terms of domestic conflict. And in this case, I'm curious about whether you think the events, you know, with ISIS and Syria and Iraq could have had any effect on what we're talking about here.
It's not having an impact yet. The reason is because the countries in the Middle East that are producing oil, they haven't reduced their production. They basically are continuing to produce a large amount of oil. That's why we are seeing the glut. Also, the Russia is producing, they're supplying a significant amount of oil in the international market. So the glut that we see in the international market, that will continue in the coming weeks.
Now, the United States is still easing its way out of a recession, getting back on stable footing. Based on these oil prices and the overall picture, is there anything, you know, big picture here that we should be looking at that could be a signal or a bellwether about the U.S. economy?
The U.S. economy, compared to other regions around the world, is doing reasonably well. There are some pockets of weaknesses here and there, but overall, I would say the U.S. economy is doing pretty well compared to, say, Europe or Japan. Now, going down the road, as I said, in the short run, this drop in oil price is good for our economy. However, one thing that has happened is the dollar has strengthened in value in the last couple of weeks. Now, if dollar stays strong, and if the European economy in particular doesn't improve, the economic condition doesn't improve in the next couple of months, then that will start affecting the U.S. economy. The reason is we export about anywhere from 16 to 20% of our total export goes to Europe. So if the European economy do not improve, that will have an adverse impact on our economy.
Okay, something to watch for. Abdur, thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, thank you for having me on your program. Thanks.
We've been talking about falling oil prices with Abdur Chaudhry, economics professor at Marquette University and former chief economist for the UN Economic Commission in Europe.